in the mail and you're voting for Lady Gaga and Beyonce and, you know, all these artists for album of the year. And I'm like,
that's so funny.
You know, I mean, your vote as an industry member counts.
That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. I never would have known that. Do you still record?
I do. I've kind of more or less gotten out of the business, though, because, you know, the recording equipment and everything now is so much less expensive.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to acquire.
Yeah.
Than it was when I had, you know, $15,000 or $20,000 invested just in my recording equipment, my mics and stuff. So, yeah, I got out of all of that. It just, and then the CD industry dropped off and everything went digital and there's just not enough money in it anymore. So I'm still involved, though, as from a media standpoint. I mean, I've done like photo shoots for like our album covers. I remember the first few we did, I took a couple of shots and I'm like, oh, okay, we're good. We're good. You know, we got a group shot. Not knowing, you know, I mean, you could take 200 photos and maybe... two or three of them are good,
sure.
You know, so, you know, getting your lighting right and getting the angles you want. You know, sometimes I think I just got lucky in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, okay, that's a photo. We'll use it.
Sounds like you have a lot of different interests.
I do. I do. I love to play sports. I play golf. I'm a scratch golfer. You know, I love to do that. And people know me for that. But I work for the school district. I love being a role model for our youth. And I love what I'm doing in my role as a regional tribal organizer for the Menominee community. It's provided opportunities to engage. And in 2016, Menominee County ranked last in the state in voter turnout with about 48%. You know, if we looked across the state of Wisconsin, upwards of 60, 65, 70% voter turnout was around the average for most counties within the state. So our goal here in Menominee is to increase that number. If we can get over 50%, I mean, my goal is 60, 70, 80%. And despite the coronavirus this year, it's been a very challenging year, I think, for everyone. Despite those obstacles, I get the sense that this year is going to be very enthusiastic. It's going to be definitely a very popular election year. And we're hoping that all of our engagement efforts through Wisconsin Native Vote and Wisconsin Conservation Voices and Voters has an impact. You know, that's ultimately what we're trying to do, is we're trying to educate. We're trying to just increase our voter turnout, engage, interact. You know, all of these things that we're trying to do from our local regional organizers to our state level organization, we have a great mission. It's a great cause. And that's what really led me to want to be a part of this. I think it's important that we get out and vote. You know, we all have a voice, especially our Native American people. We have a voice, and I think that what we're trying to do with our engagement efforts is we'd like our voices to be heard, and that's what ultimately we're trying to do with our voter engagement efforts.
Why do you think voter turnout has been low in the past?
In my personal opinion, you know, and we take a look at why, especially in our Native communities, why have our numbers been low? I think that part of that speaks to our people maybe having the misconception that our voice doesn't matter. Our votes really don't count for anything in the broad scheme of things. Native American population in the United States is about 1% of the total population. So we're a very small percentage. But our communities are very strong. And the laws and the tribal government working with the federal government and the state governments, there are a lot of things that are happening here on our local reservations that are very impactful. And the elections very much, at the presidential level, at the Senate and Congress level, at our local and state level, our votes truly do matter, because this is what impacts our way of life here. I mean, if you look historically from our treaties up till now, our tribal sovereignty has always been very, very important. And that's a very important issue here on the reservations. We always advocate for our tribal sovereignty, and it's something that we fight for. And that's what differentiates our tribes from other municipalities around the state. We absolutely have our own tribal sovereignty. We have our own governance, and our votes and how these elections turn out very much impact regulations and laws and tribal governance, state and federal. These are all very important issues, which is why we want our people to come out and vote.
You mentioned that Menominee is one of the only tribes that covers the county and the reservation somewhat in tandem?
Correct. Menominee is unique in the fact... I'll let you adjust. Menominee is unique in the fact that not only are we a tribal reservation, but we're also a county. And we're the only tribe in the state that has that unique, status. We're the only tribe in the state that has that unique status. And as such, it's a little bit different here as far as allocation of resources, tracking of data. We have that dual role, that dual status as a county and reservation. It has its positives and its negatives. Very much when you look at statistical rankings, I mean, it's a little more difficult to track numbers for a reservation, that community that might be a part of, in this county or in a couple of counties as a reservation status, whereas Menominee, we are our own county and reservation. So when we're tracking those health rankings and those crime statistics and things like that, it very much stands out for us, because we're a county and those are tracked from a county level and as well as a tribal level. So, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse.
And you said also that means that there's kind of a little bit more of a focus and some more resources centered around Menominee County.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk about our voter engagement efforts. Menominee is definitely one of our center points because, I mean, we have a high density population here, as well as being the largest land reservation in the state. So as far as allocation of resources, just from our voter engagement efforts, the other day, I mean, we put together 750 gift bags that are going to be distributed throughout our community to try and increase our engagement and awareness and education. We want people to get out and vote or register to vote, absentee. We just want people to get out. And that's part of our engagement efforts. And as far as allocation of resources from a reservation and county level, from the state and federal level, it is something that separates us from, even just other counties in the state because of our federal status, because of the reservation status. From an economical standpoint, there's a lot of community-based programs we have here in Menominee, economic development, and we have the gaming operations, we have our logging operations at Menominee Tribal Enterprises. It's a worldwide known sustainable yield, sustainable development program with our forests here in Menominee. You know, that's something we're very proud of, and it's something that, again, is something that differentiates Menominee from a lot of the other counties and reservations here in Wisconsin.
Can you talk about what the campaign has been like within the realm of COVID-19?
I mean, we took a look at engagement efforts as we were kicking things off in the spring and in the summer, and right at the height of COVID in the pandemic, nobody knew what was going to happen. We were hopeful that things would get better, and you know, and if we look at currently right now, the state of the pandemic in Menominee and throughout the state, you know, we're still very much a hot zone, and it's definitely put a challenge on what we can do as far as engagement. I mean, we can't do canvassing. We can't do voter information tables. We can't go be face-to-face. I mean, you know, trying to be as safe as possible, socially distanced as possible. I know for the polls, it's going to be a challenge. But I think that here in Menominee, and I know throughout the state, as well as all of our other tribal communities, we're making every effort possible to be as safe as possible, but try to be engaging as we can and get people to the polls. I know some of the things that we're doing here in Menominee, we have tribal-wide mailouts going to increase education. We are going to be handing out gift bags to every household in the reservation. And leading up to Election Day, you know, one of the big things that we're going to be doing is providing transportation here, and we've partnered with the Menominee Tribe and their transit department to provide free transport to any tribal member that wants to get to the polls, and that's being sponsored by Wisconsin Conservation Voices and Wisconsin Native Vote.
What do you say to people that say, we're a small minority group, and does my vote even matter? And to people that have maybe historically not been persuaded to vote before, what do you say to them?
I could say myself that personally in the past, I've felt that way. You know, I felt that as a Native American person, as a tribal member, that my vote felt very insignificant in the broad scheme of our country. But what I would say to any person who thinks that way right now is every vote counts. We have a voice as Native people, and we are stronger in solidarity. And the more of us that come out and vote, the better. I mean, our organization is bipartisan. We're not telling people to vote one way or another way. We're primarily involved with engagement efforts. We want people to go out and vote. We want their voices to be heard. And I would tell people that you're not just voting for yourself, but you're voting for the seventh generation. We're voting for our young ones. We're voting for our veterans, our elders, our women, our men. These are the things that we're voting for, and that's why you need to go out and vote.
Are there certain things that, or certain conversations that you've had with folks as you've been trying to engage people that have really resonated with you as to why what you're doing is so important?
That's a difficult one, because having face-to-face, I think if you talk to anybody, it's all been virtual or over the phone. Uh-huh. And that's been one of the challenges that we faced this year, is because we don't get to have that face-to-face. We don't get to go and knock on doors and interact with people. I can tell you the people that I have spoken with, I put out, you know, stuff on social media and just call for action and asking for volunteers, and the amount of support that we've gotten here in Menominee, I have people just leaping out of their chairs to come and help support voter engagement in Wisconsin Native Vote. I think everyone realizes what an important issue this is and getting our Native people to come out and vote. And from that standpoint, I think the amount of participation and support that we've received here in Menominee has been outstanding. That's one thing that has definitely resonated with me is, the amount of support that we've received. But also, I think with our engagement efforts and our marketing efforts of getting out the Native vote, we've definitely created a vibe. We've created a statement. We've created an idea and a belief throughout the state with our engagement efforts this year. And I think that's a difference from what I've heard of past years with this year's election is there's definitely a very positive vibe that is happening throughout the state with our Native people.
What do you think's changed? Why is there this energy this year?
I think part of it has to be with, the challenges of COVID. I mean, you ask anybody, you would think that voting would be down this year because of COVID. And I think what's going to be shown after the numbers and after, November 3rd, I think we're going to see record numbers in voting this year. And I think that in times of challenge, we rise to the top. And this has, been definitely a challenging year. But I think it's also going to be very exciting because of all the positive energy that we're seeing. People don't want to be just sitting at home. They don't want to be just doing virtual interaction on their computer or on their phones. People want to get out and do something. And I would encourage everybody to do it safely. Get out and vote, but do it safely. If that means absentee vote, drive up voting, and be safe. I mean, make sure that you're not only taking care of yourself, but also your family, your community, your tribe, all those around you. Do it in a safe manner.
I know you're a nonpartisan organization, but locally the politics here are very interesting. You step foot over into Shawano County and the yard signs look a lot different. And there's also a difference in how some behaviors towards health guidance around COVID is happening. How do those kind of play out in local politics?
I think if you take a look at some of our neighboring counties, there is definitely a difference, a visible difference. And from a health standpoint, I know there's been local elected officials that have been very outspoken as to how you should best practice being socially distant, whether you should wear a mask or not, whether wearing a mask is going to be enforced from a legal standpoint. Those have all been some very big issues that we've noticed in our surrounding communities. And when I go back to talking about tribal sovereignty, that sovereignty and our tribal governance here in Menominee allows us the opportunity to put our own health regulations in place. And if you take a look at some of the things that Menominee has been doing, Dr. Schlegel, one of our lead health practitioners here in Menominee County, we're definitely advocating wearing of masks. The casino is closed. The hotels are closed. A lot of things are closed. And we're doing this to be safe because we're trying to be as cognizant as we can about COVID-19 and for the health and safety of our community, which is a number one priority. And I think it's a noticeable difference when you look at the surrounding communities. It's not as safe. It's not quite the same. I mean, those levels of security are just not quite the same. But when we talk about tribal sovereignty, Menominee, we can enforce a little bit higher regulation and health protocols to ensure the safety and well-being of our community.
You mentioned that Menominee's health disparities are sometimes pretty high, and does that impact what people are saying are issues that are important to them as we're leading up to November 3rd?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when we talk about the quality of life here in Menominee, we all want what's best for our family, for our community, for our tribe. And when we talk about, you know, what we're doing as far as voting efforts, election efforts, how our laws are passed, you know, what type of changes are going to happen, what type of funding are we receiving? You know, these are all very important issues to our tribe. And I think sometimes when we talk about voting, you know, that some of that gets lost because it's like, well, nothing's ever going to change. You know, these things, we're still going to continue to be, you know, low ranking in these things. And maybe some people just don't even care about that because we've been living through historic trauma for generations and generations. And it's just been something that's been here. And I think for the most part, sometimes you can become immune to some of these things. It gets blurred. The lines get blurred as to, you know, just having something be a part of your life for so long and in your parents' life and in your grandparents' life that you just lose focus. I mean, and you know, you don't realize that we can change these things. We can increase our health rankings. We can do better things for the well-being of our community. And one of the ways we do that is by being active and raising your voice and taking an issue and standing with solidarity.
With tribal sovereignty, is it... can it be difficult to translate that into why you should vote for a president of the United States if, you know, tribal members are there's a lot of pride in the sovereignty but recognizing, you know, the elected officials of the municipalities around you, the counties of the state and the federal government. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to motivate people to be excited about that?
You know, I think that goes back to kind of what I was talking about earlier is a lot of the issues that we face in our communities, you know, in all of our Native communities throughout the state, throughout the country. I think a lot of people probably think that regardless of who's elected, you know, these problems are still going to be there. You know, our levels of poverty, our levels of crime, our alcohol and drug abuse rates, our health and well-being, you know, how is that going to change? How is that going to be impacted by this election? You know, and maybe it will, maybe it won't, but I think that those are bigger issues that regardless of who's elected, we have to work through those issues. And those are things that you know, affect all of us. And, you know, I talk about being bipartisan. I mean, I think it's important to go out and vote. But what we're talking about from a tribal sovereignty standpoint, those are our own issues. And that is always going to be there, no matter what, regardless of who's elected. You know, and I think maybe it's two separate issues, but it's important to go out and vote. But it's also important to recognize what we're doing in our communities and to take a stand and to support our projects and initiatives that are trying to increase well-being for our tribal people.